This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka.
On Afghanistan, just to be clear, from a UK perspective, we do not feel ignored by our US partners. We've had very good consultation on this, and we continued that. We discussed it today.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, he spoke yesterday to reporters.
We certainly see the priority is protecting our troops in the period between now and September, making sure that we preserve the ability to deal with counterterrorism, that the gains that were hard won in Afghanistan are not lost, and also ultimately promoting dialogue and a peace process that benefits all Afghans and leaves Afghanistan as stable as possible, as inclusive as possible.
Foreign ministers representing the group of seven industrialized nations had a busy day of meetings today in London, discussing a range of world issues, including relations with China and Russia, the coup in Myanmar, the Syrian conflict, and the situation in Afghanistan. Okay, Foreign Minister Raab is expected to urge G7 members to sanction individuals and entities connected with Myanmar's military junta, to support arms embargoes, and to boost humanitarian aid to the people of Myanmar. A mysterious explosion rocked northwest Syria on Monday, killing at least one person and wounding seven others. Activists said the explosion occurred as an armed drone flew over the outskirts of a village in Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. The explosion occurred near a tented settlement for displaced people, but none of them was hurt, according to the activists. As India reels from a second wave of COVID-19 infections that is devastating major cities, stockpiles are falling short of surging demand in the country. India has now surpassed 20 million total confirmed COVID-19 cases amid a disastrous second wave of the disease that has essentially broken the country's healthcare sector. This